Inspired and created by students, Monsters We Create will examine the subjects and themes that percolated through a series of methodologies of devised theater and writing techniques. Over the course of 6 months, the creative team has taken Monsters We Create from ideation to creation to production in this one-of-a-kind development-based theatrical experience. A Frontera funk tale co-created with UTEP writing students, Monsters We Create is a surprisingly sweet story of loss, friendship, and hope. Here to tell us all about the process and the plot and the show are Georgina Escobar and Joseph Fernandez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
I felt like I needed to kind of talk about this process a little bit because it's so abstract.
Correct.
But the truth is that you're building, and I mean, if I'm thinking about like building a road, you're design building at the same time, right?
Correct. It was sort of modeled after TV writing rooms in a way, whereas I had 22 writing students actually last semester, and together we started with ideas. We had the title. So the title was our anchor, and from there we brought in images, we brought in quotes, we shared our knowledge and our resources on inspirations.
Yeah.
And from there, we sort of, I helped them tease out the elements of structure, what kind of structure we wanted to use. And once we identified the structure, then we went and tackled possible plot and possible ideas, characters, and tackled, I think, probably a total of 10 different outlines together with the writers. And then as characters started to percolate, we went deeper into character development and that aspect and layered it at the very end with world creation and thematic values within the play. So it really just functioned like similar to how a writer's room creates a series, you know, in assigning them different aspects of the storytelling, and me functioning as the executive writer at the end of, of it all, just sort of shepherding the thoughts and making it a cohesive translatable play for the stage.
Were you able to, I mean, you said you had 10 outlines. Were you able to say, you know what, I like this from this one, we like this from this one, and then put them together? Or was it, we're going to pick one path and go down it?
It was very organic the way it happened. It was definitely me, quote unquote, picking, but it was that, it was me showing them why.
Right, because you kind of have to guide folks as to why you're making this decision and why it makes sense for what you're doing.
Correct. And so a lot of it was based on what are the moments that create the most tension or that create the most interesting pictures on stage. So it went from visual to actual dramatic tension to character development. And so from the outlines, anything that felt like it could fall flat in those areas, we kind of abandoned and went for a little bit of the higher stakes, which is why it's such a dystopian and, you know, why the stakes are indeed so high. It was because it was an exercise on that aspect of structure and storytelling.
Well, let's talk about this because, Joseph, you're one of the actors in the play.
Right.
But you didn't have a part in creating the monster you're performing.
That's correct. I did not.
And so you coming in fresh and knowing that this process had gone on before, how has that informed your performance?
It's been interesting in the sense that, well, this obviously wasn't available to read before it was even created.
So you just knew you're signing up for something.
Yeah. I was just signed up for it. I said, okay, well, we'll see what this is about, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get that first script that was already revised 3 times by the time I got it, too. And you read something for the first time, and you're like, wow, this is crazy. Like, this is new. This is fresh. This has never been done before. Like, I'm going to get to be the first person, along with my fellow castmates, to actually put this thing together.
Yeah, you get to bring it to the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these guys, I'm sure, are probably dying to see what it looks like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They helped inform the process in the last form of the development process. You know, since it got to rehearsals, it's just been me in the room as far as the writers go, although we have a writer involved in the acting as well.
So the students that worked on creating it haven't seen it?
They haven't touched it. They saw a reading of it. Once we had cast our show, some of them came to a reading and so heard it at that draft level. And at that point, I said, goodbye, you're fired. No, I'm kidding. I said we have done the draft that we needed to do at this point. I take it to the rehearsal room and push it, you know, based on what we are discovering in the room. So believe it or not, even though he's being humble, but the actors on stage are the last element of the devising
for
process.
For sure. I mean, I imagine on your end, you're seeing what they can do, what's going on, how they inform their own characters.
For sure. We've changed lines for them specifically. They bring in ideas, and so we shape different character arcs for them. And so they are the last part of the layers of the canvas.
So is that cool for you, Joseph, to be like, you know what? What if he said this and it's and they're actually open to it? Because I know a lot of times it's like, you don't do that.
Right.
The play is written.
Yeah. No, definitely. This is the first time I've ever been a part of an experience like this, in the sense that me as well as my other castmates would help put this story together, and we really embody the characters that we create.
Yeah.
We make them our own, and we talk with Georgina, we talk with Kim, the director, and we have a conversation about, hey, how about this? You know, like, I feel like the character might feel in this realm, and we basically create the character, like Georgina was saying, the final part of the canvas, because the characters essentially are created, it's on the script, but we kind of help put the finishing touches and add our own own personal selves into it in the process.
So now that you're doing this, I mean, I imagine you've performed plays that are scripted that don't change. I mean, Shakespeare, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
probably don't, I mean, well, no, we mess with Shakespeare too.
We have to.
Doing something like that is written versus something where you can actually inform it. Now that you're kind of have experience with both, is there one that you prefer over the other, or are you just kind of in the processes as they come?
That's an interesting question. I feel like my natural instinct is to say that I prefer something that's already scripted and written, because it's already done.
It means like the structure's there.
You have a base, a structure to go with, and you just incorporate yourself into the character. Mm. With this, I felt it a bit challenging at times, because just a little bit of pressure with the sense of like, this, you're the first person to do this role, and you're helping create it, like, you know.
It's been fun. The uncertainty of it? You're like, am I doing this right? Like,
right.
Am I creating it and performing it?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
It just landed. Because I would be like, heck yeah, like I get to do whatever I want. But then it's like, oh, is it going to work?
You know, you want to put something on stage and you're like, is this even where we want it to be? You know, is this what we were looking for? Is this what you had in mind? You know?
So then are you feeling like you're thinking about it a little bit more to the point of overthinking? Has that happened yet?
It hasn't. I mean, right before you brought us in here, I was just throwing this on Joseph. I was saying, you know what? I'm really not sure about one of your lines. And it has nothing to do with the directing, because we're at the point, or the acting.
Right.
It really is a line thing. And so I'm like, listen, I'm looking for a line that really helps establish what is going on with you at that moment. Can we think about this, you know? And so, I mean, that's completely new. We're about to go into tech, and I'm saying that line's going to change, because I think we can activate it so that it can really truly give your character the full arc he deserves, you know?
Yeah.
For me, that's exciting, but I could see Joseph being like, I don't know, just tell me what to say, you know? just
like, give me
the line. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It has been an exciting process.
Sure,
in that sense.
Yeah,
I mean, I've loved that I get to put my own voice into the character and finalizing it. As stressful and overthinking it can be on my part, it is also like, I have enjoyed the fact that I am given the option to put myself and my opinion about the character into the process.
Yeah. Well, good thing you have Georgina and Kim behind you to be like, okay, we're going to do that. Or you know what? Maybe not. How do you handle that, by the way? Like, are you just like, no?
No, not at all. I think people kind of tiptoe around the playwright a lot, because there's cases of that. But with me, I think they've learned pretty quickly that I'm show, don't tell. So it's like, if they have an idea about something, I'm like, show me. And if it works, I'll know instantly. And I have no ego about changing it whatsoever if it works. And if it doesn't work, I'm the first one to say, no, let's keep it. There's a very deliberate reason for that line to be there. Or sometimes I just explain it to the director and she gets it right away. So, and Kim and I have a really, I mean, organic relationship of building characters from scratch as well. So I think I've been very generous, hopefully.
What say you, Joseph?
Oh, no. I agree wholeheartedly. Again, another way this is a new thing for me is having the playwright in the room, you know?
That's
so
right.
She and Kim work tremendously together. They work so well.
Mm-hmm. I know. They're kind of cool, both of them. Just
they really are.
I mean, let's talk about her like she's not here right in front of her. But we know what's up. They know what's up.
She's a great partner. I mean, it really is about, like, I have questions about the blocking, and I can talk to her about that, and she can talk to me about the script, and we're sort of just, you know, co-creating it in the rehearsal room. So it's very powerful that way.
Are you comfortable working in this kind of space? Like, is this, because it sounds like this is how you like to roll.
It is. I mean, I kind of started doing this at Milagro Theater in Portland. They do a devised script process for their Dia de los Muertos show, which is like their Christmas carol. And at first I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm a playwright. I don't want people to tell me, you know, that.
Right.
And now it's just been, it's not a fully devised process because I am still the last
right,
voice.
Right, you call the shots, sure.
So it is not necessarily like an ensemble-based creation. I like the hybrid. That's why I try to explore it as, and that's why I'm trying to like find the aesthetic called Frontera Funk. And like, what is this thing of like, we are dual citizens, binationals, bilinguals. What does that look like on the stage?
And at the end of the day, to me, as the laywoman in the room, it sounds like you have this wonderful opportunity to pull from everybody's strengths.
Yes, absolutely. And reflect it right back to them and help them tell the story instead of being this sort of writer in the void, just trying to make all these decisions. You know, it's a collaborative art form. So why can't it start with the script?
Okay, so speaking about a collaborative art form, us, we get to go see you. When is the show going to be on so we know to go see you all?
It opens at 12th, is that correct? February
12th.
Mm-hmm. And it runs, sadly, just that weekend, Valentine's Day weekend. It's got a Valentine's Day theme in a dark, twisted way. So it's great for a date if you want to have something to talk about that's interesting afterwards. And so it runs the 12th through the 16th with double features on Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And it's going to be at the Wise?
At the Studio Theater.
Okay.
Where we're keeping it very intimate downstairs in the studio and putting it right on the audience's faces.
Well, there you have it. Today, my guests have been Georgina Escobar and Joseph Fernandez. We were talking about Monsters We Create, which you can see on stage here at UTEP from February 12th through the 16th. Get your tickets now because I think it's going to sell out.
Definitely.
That's
a small space. It will fill up quick.
Very cool. Thank you guys for coming to
Thank
State
you.
Of the Arts.
Thanks for having us.
To see you.